From their new album, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for De La.
Go!
Yeah, it's De La Goal episode, whatever. It's not my job to know.
15.
Whoa!
How much is that in cat years?
I don't know. Oh, are we doing the cat stuff already?
We missed straight into it. It's a big news.
It is big news.
Everyone's going mad over it.
Yeah.
Rightly so. It's fucked.
Yeah, by
up.
The way, we might joke on this.
Yeah, disclaimer.
But it doesn't mean that we condone it in any way. I think it's deplorable.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. Zuma should know better.
It's disgusting, and also it's that thing of like, anytime you read about any serial killer, like the first thing they did was fucking like be nasty to animals.
Yeah.
So it's always indicative of a prick.
Yeah. Fucking knob.
Yeah.
I like Zuma as a player.
Yeah,
I do. I think he's a good setter. I think he's quite good with the ball. I saw him, he's good centre-back and he's good with the ball. Like I saw him spay a 50-yard pass.
I'm not getting it.
Cat, you spay cats. Oh, stop them spraying stuff all over the place.
That was lost. There'll be people at home with pets who are loving that guy.
Yeah. But pets at home.
I don't think you can trust people who sort of like, because on one end you've got people who are mean to cats and they're horrible or animals. Then on the other end you've got Rob Harris.
Oh right. What do you mean?
As in you can't trust them either way. Too much too into cats and too...
I don't really like those people that say that they prefer animals to humans.
Oh, can I say something that's...
It's your podcast.
Well, it's,
you'll edit it out if it's not.
Yeah, I'll edit it out, but... And again, like, this doesn't require sort of any long discussion, but it pisses me off how there will be a certain type of person, and it might be like a small group, but they will be more angry and more sort of unequivocal about this Zuma thing than the story last week. The story last week, they will make more excuses for.
Do you think?
Yes, I've seen it. I've seen it where horrible.
Oh, they that could be fake blood.
Yeah, all that horrible bullshit. They will go through like ridiculous sort of mental gymnastics to sort of like say, oh, it could be this, and or it could be that, or this could mean that, but. Like,
people care more about animals than people. That's a fact.
Yeah. Did you see that thing?
And there's kids are hungry with illnesses, and some fucking old Doris will leave all the money to the donkey sanctuary.
Well, also, did you see that thing about Afghanistan? About like where it looked as if Boris Johnson was going to get in trouble, but he gets away with it again. Where like he sort of like. Was complicit in allowing a load of like animals to come over, like rescue a load of animals from Afghanistan.
Oh, because his like mate's dog was
he was involved in some sort of thing business wise, and like people are saying like why couldn't that be humans? But there will be some people who read that and think like, well, animals are better than humans. So
yeah, definitely.
Them.
But I bet they're not vegan.
Yeah, but there's so much, there's so many levels of hypocrisy, isn't there?
Yeah, no one's perfect. Basically, no. What I'm saying is, shout out Boris. I'm not really. That's one way to get your podcast fucked up, isn't it?
That's getting clipped.
No, don't clip. Oh yeah, clip it up. Clip it up, man. I'll go and hide in a fridge while it blows over. Fucking egg.
Do you know? By the way, do you know there's certain personalities and comedians that sort of do a heel turn to be on like GB News or sort of like?
Oh
sort
yeah,
of, like,
I've heard
or,
about them.
Or will become the right wing person, like. Would there be an amount of money that would make you think, might do a little bit of that?
Go on GB News?
Yeah, well, not even just, like, because you can go on GB News and sort of like, or you can go on...
And still be me?
Yeah, but you can...
Oh, also, you mean like...
You can also have the sort
gay
of
gay for
like,
pay?
Yeah. Or right for...
Right wing for cha-ching.
Very good.
No, thank you.
That's
thank
why you're you the comedian. That's why you're the comedian now, yeah. And the stuttering idiot next to you.
Getting t-shirts with that. I'm with stuttering idiot with a little arrow.
What, his and his?
Yeah. His and... By the way, that was only taking the piss out of you.
Exactly.
That was your exact stutter and your exact tone.
Why are you saying that when you are offensive to us as a community? Or you call me Yap Stammer off air.
Did I?
You didn't.
I didn't, but it sounds like, yeah. Now I'm thinking of stutter puns. Yap stammer is good.
There's only, well, there's not.
Yeah, there's not enough.
It's stutter and stammer, and that's about it. Is there anything to do with Gareth Gates?
Ah, maybe.
I can say it because I'm one of them.
What? Why? Because he did a song with the Kumars.
I meant stutterers.
Oh, right.
Haven't Beastie Boys?
I thought you'd adopted Gates.
No.
No.
He's not. The Asian elders did not.
Yeah. No.
They blackballed him.
He's like, when I saw that, he's like one of the fanciest Gates I've seen since I went round like Bits 11 Zoom.
What a nice bits of presswitch.
Mate, I love that.
Gated communities.
But it's not gated communities, is it? It's just massive making it hard for the postman.
It's just massive gates and, against your average
and
house.
And pillars.
Yeah.
Is that what they are? Is that the pillars of Islam? Is that how you know?
Are you saying this because you just picked me up? We've got one in our Ave.
Have you?
Yeah, like, do you know where you were parked? The house right in front of you, it's got like silver, massive silver ones.
Oh, yeah. Is that a status thing? Is that like...
weird. I think it's... I think there's certain things that Asians love, like
just satellite dishes.
Yeah, and like
that's how well, because like where I live,
yeah,
it's not the, growing up.
Yeah,
it was white.
Yeah,
it was whitey.
Yeah,
and but there was like one street, Devonshire Place,
yeah,
where like a few Asian families lived, and there would be like have bigger satellite dishes.
Well, that was to get the Asian channel.
Yeah, of course.
But like, there's certain things that are a hangover from. What was fashionable in
it's a
like,
bad term for that.
No, yeah. from like Pakistan and India. One is like stuff like those fancy gates. Another thing is marble furniture.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a big thing.
Like actual marble furniture or furniture made of marbles, like some mad upcycling. Just bare daubers on your chair.
Well, like some sort of twat on YouTube.
Yeah, and if you throw your chair against the chair over the front room, you get to keep it.
or it's from the advert, that Skittles advert. You put your plate
on it, just bare marbles. Marble furniture, though.
Yeah,
I've heard of like worktops and floor.
Yeah, but like
like a chair,
chairs, tables,
coffee table.
Yeah. It's a thing.
Yeah, the Gates is cool, man. I'm like, I love them gates.
But you can see why those worked in Pakistan. You can see why you might have needed like a gate in Pakistan. Or you can see why marble furniture makes sense.
Yeah, you don't need one in Burnage, innit?
No. And also like marble furniture works in like a hot country. That's why you might have it in Dubai and places like that.
Not
fucking Crumpsall.
Well, this might get edited out and it might show my white ignorance. Mm. But in my head, from like a capitalist point of view, I'm always like, the money you've spent on that house, you could probably buy a better house somewhere better.
Mm.
And that goes to anyone that's even put an attic extension on.
Well, it's the, and again, like going back to Asians, it's quite common for like Asians to have like souped up sort of very average cars that they've spent loads on with like speakers.
Instead of just getting a better car. Yeah. It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Strange. Not Asians.
As a people.
Yeah. Very strange.
anything else to say about Zuma?
Like loads. Like he's a prick. What's going to happen? That's what I'm interested
in. I think nothing's going to happen. I think what's going to happen, because it's a weird one. Because
West Ham have come out and went, no, we don't condone that.
Yeah, but that's all that will happen is they've already come out with that. RSPCA have already come out with like a.
They should punish him. I think it is it right. I think if you've got a mascot in the football league, what is it, 92 clubs?
Yeah.
With a cat, they should be, every time they...
Sunderland are the black cats.
Right. So they should be, he should be able to kick Zuma.
Yeah.
But then your dad will probably be like, oh, look, they just hurt each other, these lot.
we need a white cat.
Yeah.
there's that lioness from Aston Villa.
Right. She gets to kick Zuma.
I know somebody who quite fancied her.
That's weird, isn't it? I know people who fancy Robin Hood, the Disney Robin Hood, as a fox.
But that's different because that's when, A, they were probably kids when they first saw it, and B, that is not a physical thing that you could sort of see in the street. It's a cartoon.
Mm.
Whereas, like, if you fancy the lioness...
Oh, like, they're just a furry, isn't it? She's just a furry.
Shall I find a picture?
I bet she's Peng, though. Then United could sing that. If they were kicking it, they could, like, kick in a zoo. Kick in a zoo.
That sounds like you're going around Chester Zoo and just...
just booting it in. Yeah, but kicking a cat's not even a zoo, is it? He shouldn't be called Zuma. He should be called, like, fucking Nosley Safari Partner.
We're going to...
We are going to the zoo. It's going to be fire. We might do a live pod.
Yes, that'd be amazing.
From the fucking Komodo Dragon House.
So what are the best animals around there?
Around there?
As in, like, if you have to say, like, these are cool animals.
Do you know what, though? I get bogged down in the zoo. Looking at the animals that aren't the zoo animals that have just chosen to live there. I'm into it. How do they feel?
The what?
Like if you're a pigeon.
Yeah.
And you just land next to a fucking vulture, which you've never seen before. Like on the... So the vulture's in like this net case.
Yeah.
If that pigeon just goes, whoa, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
You've never seen that before. Yeah. It'd be terrifying.
It is.
It'd be like you going for your dinner and there'd just be like... an ogre sat there, you'd be like, whoa.
It'd be like you going to cheat Melissa in an Asian.
Nah. Mate, I've got bare Asian friends, mate.
Oh, you are? You're fucking like the Pied Piper of people.
I know. The Pied Piper of people.
I was going to say something else, but I don't know.
Yeah. What did it begin with?
Okay, let's not go fucking Joe Rogan. I've just sent you a...
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, mate, she's got a thumper on her. Mate, look at even Kino smiling.
You're tempted, aren't you?
Well, I've not seen her face yet.
You've not seen her face?
Nah, she might be gipping in the face.
Right, okay, let me send you a face.
Sam Johnson's not happy there.
Is it?
Neither's Paddy McNair.
I didn't spot Keen. Didn't realise Keen was in that photo. We'll stick it up on the...
Yeah, if we can.
Right, I'm going to send you her front...
Never mind that, send me your OnlyFans link. That's it, yeah. It's not great, that, facially. I mean, I am objectifying, but it's a fucking lion, pretend lion, so...
And she's got, like...
Oh, a muzzle's a bit weathered.
Yeah.
Like, there's some weathering on the muzzle.
She should go on that. Is it 10 years younger?
Oh, I don't know.
Have you never seen it? It's like a TV show.
Oh.
I don't know. But
that woman, was it Gokwan? No, that's How to Look Good Naked.
I don't think so. But what they'll do is it was horrible because they take...
Mate, all of them shows are horrible. I mentioned it on the DDP the other day about that one where they tell you to lose weight and they shame you by putting everything you eat in a big clear tube. Do you remember it? They'd be like, and you ate four lasagnas last Tuesday and they just scoop it all in.
I've seen the one where they put everything on a table.
Oh, it's bad.
Over the table with all this stuff you bet in a week.
Yeah, but they used to put it in a tube.
Fucking hell. Do you remember that thing where, like, they take, like, a family who sort of, like, aren't living well, and, like, they'd have, like, two kids or one kid, and they'd show how the kid would age and look like when they're older using sort of their rubbish technology, which was all bullshit, not scientific, but... You'd get a situation where you've got...
They just draw like a line on her head. Like,
well, no, it would be worse because they'd take a little kid. The little kid would be there, stood next to the mum and dad. And they'd show them aging over the years. But like this kid would end up being really sort of overweight.
It looked like that Hasbulla that everyone memes. That little kid that's 17.
But as a grown-up, they'd make him an overweight grown-up who's got manky hair and like... spots and everything, like, and like the parents would end up crying.
Oh, look after your kid, shaming.
Yeah, it was so fucked up. What was the one where, like, well, there's nice ones, like, there's that SOS one, that's nice.
I don't watch any of these.
No. Have you seen what Henry Winter put this morning?
No.
He was,
do you reckon he's ever had a wank and said winter is coming? Like, genuinely, though, like a genuine question, because I think he has.
I think he's too posh.
What, to watch Game of Thrones?
I don't think he'd call it wanking. I think he'd call it... Is it called onanism or onanism?
Onanism.
Onanism.
Did you see that Whores of Yore thing as well?
No.
Oh, they did yesterday it was. They did... The Whores of Yore did terms for masturbation throughout the years.
Ah. No, I've heard people now say that, but I didn't know how to pronounce it. Is it onanism?
That's how I read it.
Onanism or onanism or something.
I don't know.
But, Henry Winter's put... This is how Hartlepool left the away dressing room at Selhurst Park after the FA Cup tie. Spotless. So much respect. It's like they've just tidied up. Like, that's why the line is so fucking low. Like,
yeah, it's like, weird. I hate that. I think I mentioned it. Have I mentioned it on here? Or on somewhere else? Where how the bar... the bar out is so, like when Mane had a cracked phone screen and everyone was like, oh, it's just like one of us. Yeah. Or when fucking Kieran Tierney had a Tesco bag.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hate it.
Such a weird tweet.
Oh, yeah.
It's just an empty room. Like, what did they do? Get the broom out?
Maybe that. See, you don't even know. The cleaner might have done that.
Yeah, yeah. There's some poor bloke who's been tying up after him.
So, like that's like automation or whatever it's called now. Like, that he might get the sack now, the cleaner at Selhurst Park. And they'll just put a sign on the changing rooms going, clear up after yourself.
Yeah.
It's lost that. He thinks he's being slick there. It's lost a person his job. Or her job. Their job.
He'll probably be wanking over it.
Onanism.
Onanism.
Isn't he the Ajax keeper?
Oh, no, no.
Oh, what's your name?
Did you see the AFCON final?
No, but I'm glad Senegal won.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Only because, like, you can't win a competition. That's like the equivalent of, like, fucking winning Wimbledon in just tiebreakers.
Yeah.
Winning, so it would have been their third penalty shootout in a row. They were shit.
Yeah.
I'm glad Senegal won. They've not won it.
Yeah.
And haven't
like Egypt won it like loads of times.
Yeah. Fuck so. Egypt, man.
Pyramid scheme.
Oh, wow.
Ponzi scheme.
How long was that pyramid scheme tweet in the drafts?
Just waiting for fucking Salah to bring out.
They've won it well NFT. More than everyone else, though, haven't they? Yeah. They're like in the lead by a country Nile.
Very good. There's also that thing, like, if Senegal hadn't won it with this generation, it would have been like, do you know where everyone talks about, like, Holland have never won the FA Cup? Never won the FA Cup.
Oh, in England, never won fuck all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's that thing of, like, you have, like, a golden generation that don't win it. So, like, it's good that Senegal have won it with this generation.
Portugal.
Although, I'll tell you what I did find weird is, and again, this is a normal caveat, by no means, like, all or even a majority of Liverpool fans, but, like, there was a certain section
I know what you're going to say.
Of Liverpool fans that were happier or would have been happier for Salah to win it and wanted Salah to win it and were almost gutted that Mane won it.
Because I think Mane might leave in the summer, and I think...
Do you think that's the thinking?
I think if you made them choose, they'd choose Salah over Mane every day. And probably rightly so if you had to choose for a footballer.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's what it is. In the same way that, like, I'm trying to think, like a United fan, like if it was England v Portugal, they'd probably want Rashford to win over Ronaldo.
Yeah, but that would have something to do with being an English team, wouldn't it?
Oh, okay. Well, let's rephrase it then. Let's say just like France.
If it was, yeah, France, yeah.
And that would be Ronaldo over Pogba because they think Pogba's leaving.
Ah, that's a really good example.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. No, fair enough, but I just found it like just be like, you might feel like that before the game, but afterwards, just be happy that one of your players has won it.
Yeah, I'm not arsed, me.
Yeah. I'm not particularly, it's not as if like...
What a player does at international level, I'm not bothered at all.
But clubs do it all the time, sort of like thinking that people, maybe they do give a shit, but I don't give a shit about like, oh, come on lads, we've got this person and that person representing this country this evening. Did you see what Watford have got into a bit of a, loads of people have had to go to Watford because they celebrated the fact that one of their players won it with...
Ismail Assar.
Yeah. But like loads of people, like they said, oh, congratulations, one of our own or whatever. And like loads of people were saying, like, fuck you, like you did everything to stop him going there.
Yeah, and also like they can't talk to anyone about loyalty, can they? Let's be honest. they'll sack him tomorrow.
The Senegal manager will be next on their list.
Mm. Didn't he play for Birmingham?
Did he?
I don't know.
Oh, I think it rings a bell. I think
Aliou Cissé. Yeah, can you have a look? Because otherwise, I don't want people to say, "Oh, you just that's another Cissé who's African. You're just racist."
From memory, I think he had like shorter hair, didn't he?
I'm sure he did. I remember him playing in the national team in 2002. I think he was the captain. Good team, that.
Yeah, Birmingham.
Yeah,
36 times. Okay, then. Just because. Try and name two other teams he's played for.
Oh, no.
No, not
all. No.
Based on anything?
Rennes.
No, but that was pretty close.
Well, there's going to be one in France.
Yeah, yeah, that's why I was thinking that's your logic, and it's...
Trois.
It's a good logic.
Which is spelled Troyes.
How do you say N-A-N-T-E-S?
Jimmy Savile.
Right, I thought so. It still makes me laugh when I see like Nantes versus Brest or something.
Nantes versus Brest under 13s.
Isn't there one called Angers?
Angier.
Yeah.
Did you purposely skip over my joke because you know you're going to edit it out?
No, it's a good joke. No, he played for Lille, Montpellier, Portsmouth.
Oh, I knew that as well. I should have known that as well.
From 2004 to 2006, so who was the manager then?
Who'd you think?
Was it?
Well, he signed him by pulling him through the car window.
Did he get that player who he always signs to give him a lift?
Crancar. Yeah. That's mad, that, isn't it? That's like fucking Tim Burton and Helena Bonham Carter, yeah. That, isn't it? That's his Nico. Helena Bonham Carter's Burton's Nico Crancar. It's like Tarantino and feet.
Or like Scorsese's got a thing for thingy now, hasn't it? DiCaprio.
Oh, yeah.
Like he used to have for De Niro.
Mm.
What did you think of
The Irishman?
Yeah.
I think United will sign him in the summer. I wish the guest from last week was here and I had just a fume about that. I didn't care for it. I wasn't that arsed. I quite liked the tech, though, that everyone was going on about. I was into that.
The only thing that sort of turned me off the tech was just the eyes.
Mate, there was, I tell you what, though, there was bare people I know on the internet fucking going on about how stupid that tech was, and then you press on the little profile pictures and it's filtered to fuck.
They've got a plastic face.
Bare pots and kettles on that when the Irishman came out, mate. Oh, I think this is a disgrace. You've got dog ears on your profile picture. What are you talking about?
I liked the... People said it was boring, but I kind of quite liked the pacing of it.
Yeah, it was fun. I didn't hate it.
Django Unchained?
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
I think that was the first kind of... That was the kind of period where I thought, actually, DiCaprio's really, really good.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I've got
a terrible, terrible, terrible confession to make.
Go on.
And I don't know. Do you ever just irrationally dislike someone?
Oh, all the time.
I can't stand. And I know he's great. And I think he's a brilliant actor. And that scene at the start of Inglourious Basterds is one of the best scenes ever.
Oh, yeah.
But I sort of can't stand Christoph Waltz. And I don't know why. Because he's great. And there's no reason not to like him. It's like disliking Vicente Lizarazu. You're like, oh, he's just dead good and like seems sound. But there's just some, it's like not liking Nadal.
Yeah.
And I've just got some, I'm just like, oh, man, maybe it is because I think he should have retired after that scene. I don't even think he should have done the rest of the film. It's such a good scene. It's arguably one of the best scenes in cinema.
I think that scene is best. I think it's Tarantino's best moment.
Ooh.
That scene could be a short film, couldn't it?
I think that should have been the end of the film.
Yeah.
Shoshana running away and then that's it.
Shoshana!
Yeah. Yeah. It almost like makes the rest of the film stupid.
I apologise for sort of like objectifying or whatever, but she is beautiful.
No, we don't do that on this pod.
Okay, sorry.
And don't edit that out. Ugly. We only do that. No, we only objectify female mascots. That's all we objectify on here.
What did you say? She had a dirty muzzle?
She had a weathered muzzle, that lion.
Isn't that a muzzle, a mask you put on someone?
I think that area is called the muzzle as well.
Fair enough.
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I didn't even know what spraying was, so...
Muzzle, is it? Because we're a football pod. You've got to bring it back, haven't you, every now and again. Do you know what his brother was called?
Go on.
Kamal, is it?
Is that true?
Yeah.
I thought it was a gag. I was trying to work
no,
it
no,
out.
No. Do you want to try some of these sweets?
Oh, yeah.
Mubs has given you some sweets. If a white person had brought them here, I'd say they were definitely being racist because they're sweets with spice. Good catch.
Those are cricket jeans.
Yeah. Mate, cricket jeans are bootcut jeans.
Speaking
Same
of which,
as rugby jeans.
speaking of jeans and shoe.
Oh, yeah.
What about Dele Alli?
Well, I didn't get to see it.
So basically,
I saw the picture, but for some reason it was always like knee up.
I'll send you a. I'm having a bit of a sniff of these. See, these are spicy
jellies. We talked about them on the Damn Daniel podcast. Check that out.
See, they're called Chili Millies, and they're the kind of sweets you'd get on like you'd find in Cash and Carries, wouldn't you?
I think that's where he has found them.
Oh, they're not for me.
They're not for you.
Soz Mubs.
Bun your sweets, Mubs.
I really, really appreciate. Oh, they're getting worse. it's like they've got an initial hit.
Oh, but you don't like spice, though, do you?
I'm gonna swallow it.
Well, you can spit it out if you want.
That's a good point. That's where I've always gone wrong.
All you needed was just a friend to tell you.
Spit out.
You can, you know. Where were we saying? Oh, Dele Alli's boot cut.
Yeah. So this is what I'm saying. I've done this big thing on Twitter where I keep on banging about.
You on Twitter?
I am. I don't like to talk about it, but there's a definite thing that boot cuts are coming back.
And I don't know.
It's not as if I'm promoting it or want it to happen, but I'm just letting people know so I get prepared because, like, as much as you hate it, it could be you. Sooner or later, it could be you. It could filter down to you.
Let's have a look.
Dele Alli just behind him. He's arrived on a permanent move.
I think he looks good.
Makes his way out to appall the Everton fans. Didier, so many coaches in the last 3 or 4 years have tried to get the tune out of Dele Alli to get him back.
I thought he was going to say loads of coaches trying to boot.
Do you think Frank Lampard can do it?
It's always a matter of confidence.
Is that the picture? So I don't have to listen to this. Because that's not showing his boots anyway.
Can you see it?
I think that's a straight leg, Noz.
It's not.
I think it's just a baggy jean. I think it's like more of a hip hop.
Right.
So all those jeans, like from like 2002, right, that I used to wear, like Rockaware and that, there was no flare on them. Right. See, a bootcut jean, what you'll find is a bootcut jean will be like, it'll be skinnier down the leg,
yeah,
and then will flare out sort of from the shin. Whereas that, as you can see, is like it's pretty much consistent all the way down the leg.
What's the difference? What's the difference in boot cut and flares?
I don't know. Probably a bigger flare.
Also, flares can be quite slim fit at the top, can't
they? That's what I would say. I would say that's a straight leg jean. I think that's like a. By the way, straight leg jean is what my nan's nickname. yeah, I don't think that's a boot cut, but I might be wrong. But it looks like just like what your dad would call a hip hop jean, which is also my nan's nickname.
That's a friend. So you think he looks good?
Yeah, I think he looks good. I think I think that might be coming back then. If that is the thing, maybe that. And I mean, it'll be good for my wardrobe if that look is coming back. That sort of Rockaware 2002 G Unit fucking baggy t-shirts, baggy jeans, Timberland boots. I'm into that.
Have you seen the picture of me wearing bootcut jeans?
No.
Back in the day, up a tree.
I need to see it though. I need that.
Right, I'm sending it to you now.
Yeah, Dele Alli looks like he just stepped off the set of Coach Carter or something there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What the fuck are you doing?
That's in Lisbon.
That might be a straight leg.
You reckon? Maybe I've got it all wrong. Maybe I've been calling straight legs boot cuts all this time.
I mean, that might be a boot cut because if you look at the right foot, how it flares out the back a bit.
All right.
See?
You like fucking Monday Night Football with getting your electronic pen out.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. Look at this bit. Sprayed out wide.
I hated, like looking back, I hate those trainers I've got. I've got like brown sort of
superstars,
yeah.
Shell toes.
By the way, like going back to Dele Alli, what do you make of his laces?
Shell toes was my nan's friend, Michelle. I like it. I like his fit. I like his look.
I'm talking about his. I'm talking about specifically the laces.
I like them.
Massive laces.
I like them things.
Let's have a look at your trainers now. Would you wear those?
Not in these, but I wouldn't not wear those shoes. Well, I might not wear the shoes, But I think just because I wouldn't, it doesn't mean he doesn't look good.
What make do you reckon they are?
They'll be a high fashion brand.
Right. I reckon somebody replied to me about Dele Alli and said that those jeans are like four figures.
Yeah, of course they will. Yeah. Really like his coat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he looks really good.
I'm not sure you could get away with that coat.
No, he'd catch me. He's faster than me.
No one. Well, but also.
Do you think I'd have to pull it off because I couldn't pull it off?
No, it's because like the design looks a little bit ethnic as well, doesn't it? Like the
I think I could wear that.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about
that'd
you.
Go with my dashiki. That
we were talking about you before the pod about how you could pass. You're passable for other peoples.
What races?
Like you could go to like an anti-white march, and people would be like, yeah.
Yeah, that's my nan's sister's name. Anti-white Marge.
What do you make of Neighbours? There's a big
getting cancelled.
Yeah.
Fuck it off.
No one gives a shit. This is the thing. Like, it's not even like X Music where people don't listen to it, but then as soon as it's going to be cancelled, they're up in arms. At least they can then go back and start listening to it. No one gives a shit about Neighbours anymore. No one is going to now start watching it again. People are talking about the reruns and people are talking about the old ones. They're great.
Are they still great though, or were you just younger?
I reckon they'll still be great.
You mean just Annalise was fit?
Yeah, and Bronwyn.
Bronwyn?
Yeah.
Who's that?
There was one called Bronwyn and there was the Alessi. Was it Alessi twins?
I don't know. I just like Annalise.
And Natalie and Brulia.
Yeah. I understand, but I don't. I never was I watched it because it was on.
Yeah.
I was never invested in Jared Rebecca's life. Toadfish or indeed Stonefish or Tadfish, the whole fish family.
I think I lived, because I'm slightly older than you, I reckon I lived through a better era of it than you.
What, the Scott and Charmaine?
Yeah, Charlene.
Charlene, see, exactly, I don't give a shit
was
about
that,
them.
Was that not a joke?
No.
You thought there was an Australian called, a white Australian called Charmaine?
Yeah, I bet there is.
Right, if you're Australian, you're called Charmaine.
No, not
know.
Listening to that are into football.
Who happens to listen to this?
Yeah, from the northwest. There's only one Perth on this podcast. There's only one Newcastle. There's only one Parramatta.
Are you good at geography?
I'm good at capitals.
So if I was a millionaire and you were phoning,
yeah, I would phone me.
Cool. What would I not phone you for? Science.
Empathy when you've been racially abused in the street. Don't phone me for that. I'll just tell him you'll get him next time, mate.
I'll be like, Danny, it's me. It's a question about gates and marble.
Yeah, I don't know about that, though. They look nice, them pillars, though. I genuinely thought that's what the pillars of Islam was. What? It was the pillars outside that house.
The two of the five.
Yeah. The other three are in the back. On the conservatory. That's a point. What do the backs look like? Is it like the opposite of that Aston Villa Lion? Where it's all presented in one side. I bet the backs of them houses are shit.
You're not wrong in saying it's like the Lioness, because it'll just be a load of junk. It'll just be like you've been near me. You've been round.
It's fucking nuts near you. It's like Dukes of Hazzard near you.
It's the Wild West.
There was a monster truck there when I picked you up before, and then there's a guy that's got 13 Beamers.
That's what I was talking about.
What? Why has he got so many Beamers in?
That's the junk I was talking about, honestly.
Fucking hell, man.
No, I mean, we're laughing about the guy in my avenue who's got the massive gates, but maybe he's the sensible one.
Yeah.
You can stay the fuck out, you weirdos.
It is mad. There's like old Beamers and that, old Beamer M3s and stuff.
That sort of monster truck guy is a bit of a... He seems a bit strange.
What's he look like?
He looks like...
Is he more me or you?
Well, have you seen... Well, he's more like you, but like, have you seen...
Evil White?
No! Just White.
Oh, he might be evil. Some of us are, man.
What's the cartoon?
Flintstones.
About like propane gas and stuff.
King of the Hill.
Do you know there's a guy...
Boomhauer.
Do you know the guy with sunglasses and the cap?
That can't talk properly. Yeah.
It looks like him.
All right.
Yeah.
In my head, I don't know whether it was meant to be, but that's like one of Beavis and Butthead grown up.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's the same animator.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Matt Judge. Yeah, it is.
All right. And whoever wrote it went on to do stuff like the...
It's Matt Judge.
So who wrote it as well?
I think so.
Ah.
Oh, maybe. Let me see. Let me do it justice.
In the meantime, can I ask you about something that I've never really got into, but people love, and I'd just like to get your take on it.
Yeah.
If you've seen it. Is I've never really got into South Park.
I think it might be the best TV show ever, pound for pound.
Better than Simpsons?
Yeah.
Right.
Because it's still good. And I know it started later than The Simpsons, but if you take into the account that Simpsons was probably only good for 10 years,
yeah,
South Park's been going since 1999 and is still good. Arguably better.
Is it anything? Do you know, like people say, like, oh, you could make jokes like 20 years ago.
Mike Judge, apologies.
All right, Mike Judge. Doesn't he do transfers at United?
Doesn't he do what? Whoa, he doesn't look like I thought he would look.
Why?
Like I thought he'd just be like this old beardy guy, but he looks like
Fucking looks like he owns Amazon.
I know. So, oh, he did Silicon Valley. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
It's fucking brilliant.
Talented bloke.
Yeah. Office Space.
Right. The film.
Yeah. Idiocracy. Hmm. Okay.
And you think South Park is better than Simpsons in its peak?
Yeah. I do, yeah. But that might be an age thing.
Have you seen The Book of Mormon?
No.
It's so good, you'd love it.
Is it?
Oh, because they made that, didn't they?
Yeah. But they also made Basketball. But I love Basketball.
Is it good? I've not seen it.
It's shit, but good.
Right.
It's a good shit film.
Do you know what? I'm not sure I've seen the whole of...
Team America?
Yeah.
Phenomenal film.
Everyone loves that, don't they?
Yeah.
As in, when I say everyone loves it, I mean everyone who's kind
You're
of...
probably glad you weren't at school when that came out.
Why?
Because there would have been a lot of Durka Durkas coming your way.
Ah, right.
That was a thing. Like, that before, I heard it used, not, is it a slur? It probably is a slur.
Yeah.
But not in a like, you're a Durka Durka. People go, oh, there's some Durka Durkas over there.
It's almost as
in the same way that I heard people, after Four Lions come out, say, oh, there's some Rubber Dinghy Rapids over there.
Yeah.
Which is not, I'm not condoning in any way.
No, it's not the... originator that made it that it's kind of people adopted it in a certain way.
Yeah, dickheads.
Yeah,
it's a funny film.
Yeah,
but it's funny because it was first. Like,
yeah.
If you do that after that, then it's derivative, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Or derivative.
Very good. It took me a while. If this was one of your gigs, that'd be the kind of.
If this was one of my gigs, I wouldn't have said it because. We haven't had that chat that just put that into context.
Exactly. But also, you do that thing that some comics do where they'll make a joke and they'll be like, "Get you know what I mean?"
I've done that, though.
You'll get there.
I've done that.
Yeah.
Because sometimes...
Oh, think about it.
Yeah, but sometimes, like, I'm better than the audience. Or comics are better than the audience.
Have you ever walked out on stage to... an audience just thought, no, I'm not.
Yeah, loads.
These are not my people.
Yeah, loads.
Yeah.
You often know.
Yeah. But within seconds.
Like Henley on Thames, they're not going to be my people.
And are you the kind of like guy that's like, part of the joy of my craft is that I win them round?
No.
I make it my business to win
I
them round.
I want it to be easy. Come on, everyone laugh at me. I want to just stand there and everyone laugh. And then just get off, stand there still for 20 minutes. Or like pretend to be an alternative. They're like, he went on and he ate a sandwich. I was like, yeah, I'm hungry. I knew you were going to laugh. So I'll just eat my butties.
I wonder whether, do you know like, there's a thing that players do where they, especially at like when they've got an away section, like in an away game, they'll go and clap them.
Yeah.
I wonder whether there's certain occasions where like the players that are clapping them thinking, you've been dicks all game.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
It's like...
If you'd be like, not you though.
Yeah.
Not you either. I saw you when I took that corner. You said I was shit. Not this is... That's not for you.
Do you know what? One thing I love about football fans is I think they're keeping the sort of V sign alive.
That's a good shout.
No, no one really does the V sign about football. It's all the
and it's always seems to be kids that do it, and it's always like their midwives VE in someone, and all the V's are dead wide. Like
it's almost like
10 centimeters dilated.
There's almost more emphasis.
Yeah.
It's almost like it's louder.
Did you ever do that? As
what,
a kid?
I'm not even swearing.
It's
two middle fingers.
Yeah. So you go, I'm not even swearing, miss.
Oh, like that.
Not even swearing.
With your ring finger.
Yeah. Because you'll never get married, you spinster. You'll be Miss Smith forever. Why are you still miss? You're 62. There's a reason you're still a myth. Change it to Ms. At least people will give you the benefit of the doubt.
Why do you stink of cats?
Yeah, exactly.
Why
Zoom around? The fucking cat. Did he volley it?
Yeah. Cannot include that. I've just edited something out, which
right,
is
yeah.
amazing.
It was so
gag.
Funny as well.
It was.
So yeah. funny, and we definitely used the right week to say it. So I'm gonna ring my mate Alex Bentley, aka Bentlegs.
That makes sense. I always wondered what the nickname.
He's called Alex Bentley. To ask him what the best goal he's seen live is.
Right, yeah. I thought it was like Tom Hanks, like Forrest Gump.
Oh no. That would be insensitive. Yeah. Hello, mate. You okay?
I'm good, mate. You?
Yeah, not bad. That's Alex Bentley from Turnstile Podcast. And I'm here with Noz, a.k.a. Bearded Genius, 125,000 Twitter followers. What?
And all right, mate.
We're just here to ask. We do this every week. I just want to know what the best goal you've seen live. And when I say that, it could be like you got beat 9-1, but it was the one. Like, it's not, there doesn't have to be any significance. It's not like extra time, last kick of the game, but it was from the 6-yard box toe poke. So it's not the greatest goal you've seen live, literally the best.
So when you mentioned this team, and I thought about it, because I've seen a few iconic ones, because I was there for Rooney against Arsenal.
Oh, remember the name?
I was there for that. Yeah.
What's mad is I couldn't remember who scored that, ironically.
I was there for that. I remember seeing quite a few at Goodison, but my favourite and the best goal I've ever seen, absolutely nobody other than me remembers, in 1995. Do you remember the Umbro Cup?
I do now you've
nobody,
said it.
Yeah, no one ever talks about the Umbro Cup because there was only four teams in it anyway.
What was it? Was it a pre-season thing, Alex?
Oh. Brazil, England, Japan and Sweden.
Right, so it was like Le Tournoi.
Yeah, it was like an off season international tournament sort Love of thing. It. But just obviously Umbro teams. So I went to Brazil against Japan at Goodison Park in 1995.
Right.
I was 10. I can't remember a great deal, but I remember that Roberto Carlos had hair.
Was Rai playing?
No. Leonardo played. Ronaldo came off the bench, I think.
Yeah, he would have been like 17 or something.
Yeah. I don't remember Romario being there.
Cafu?
But Cafu would have been, I think. I can't remember. Do you know what? I haven't watched it for years, but it's on YouTube, like the highlights of the game.
I might check it out.
It is worth it. So the first goal was Roberto Carlos scored into the bottom corner past the keeper. Classic Roberto Carlos fashion. He's wearing number 6, but he's got hair.
Oh, so, Inter Milan
at that
time.
Yeah. But the best goal I've seen live was Zinho scored. And he took Brazil took a corner, comes in, defender heads it out, but it's like one of those super high looping headers, goes to the edge of the box, another defender just like completely misses it, goes to Edit, misses it, it bounces. And Zinho, he's like running away from the goal. He's almost got his back to the goal, but he turns and volleys it in the top corner at about 100 miles an hour. Amazing.
Zinho. Hello. Sorry, we lost you there. Yeah, it just beat that. Yeah. So Zinho then. Is that who you're saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember him.
Was he like a holding midfielder?
Yeah. Yeah, he was. Yeah, yeah.
I think I think he had like a Steven Gerrard really short forehead.
Oh, did he? Yeah. A two-head?
Yeah, two-head.
From memory. Like a little shoebox there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, sweet. Oh, yeah, that's quality. So I think we're going to have a look. I don't remember it, obviously. I don't think anyone else does.
No one remembers it.
I don't think Zinho remembers it. So I'm going to have a look.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah, I'm going to look at it. And what we're going to do, we're going to put it. So we asked, this is a running feature now. So Rob Thomas was on, and his was like Suarez against Newcastle, I think, wasn't it? That touch around the keeper.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was there for that. Charlie Baker had some shit one from Torquay. Mine was Junior Agogo for Chester.
Wow.
I don't know if you remember that.
I don't remember the goal, but I remember him being there.
Yeah, it's Chester's greatest ever goal, apparently. But I was there for that. And Noz's was yours Van Persie's volley against Villa for United. So, yeah, we're going to make it a running thing. So we're going to check this Zinho out. And what have you been up to? Your pod's out, innit?
Yeah, yeah. Pod, the last one did ridiculous numbers on YouTube because we called it Naked Attraction and people search for naked on YouTube a lot of things.
Yeah.
So we've bumped those numbers up. No one watches it for the full hour, but you know.
Yeah, the click through time's shit, but it's got a million views. A million seconds cumulative.
Got the next ones coming soon, get some more done.
Oh, sweet. And did you go the other day? Hallam,
yeah, we put a Hallam video out. We filmed it a while ago, but just never got around to putting it out for a couple of reasons. But yeah, just kind of went because it's run by volunteers and that.
Right.
So went and had a chat with them. And they've got, I mean, their numbers are massive. Like, I went on the weekend and it was like sideways rain and all that. It was horrible, but they still had like, I think it was 640 in.
Are they the fourth biggest team in Sheffield, do you think?
I don't know.
Who's the third?
I mean,
is it Stockbridge?
Oh. Stockbridge, they don't call themselves Sheffield. That's where Jamie Vardy was.
Yeah, I know, that's why I thought. But Sheffield.
It's near Sheffield, yeah. But they say we're not Sheffield. But they've got the Jamie Vardy stand there.
Oh, wow.
Like, which the stand is a lot older than the Jamie Vardy sign is on it, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, this should be called the Reg Vardy stand.
it could be sponsored by Blue Wicked.
That's what.
Yeah, Blue
because
Wicked.
He wears blue and he's wicked when he's in the casino.
Boy jeans and fire trap trainers all over the place.
Speaking of jeans,
right, here we go. Go on.
It's a two-pronged question.
He's an Everton fan as well, so we can.
Yeah. So the first question is, what did you make of Dele Alli's sort of outfit when he came on the pitch? The one that sort of Glenn Hoddle had an issue with for some weird reason. And the second and the second is, how would you feel about the bootcut jeans coming back? With your bent legs.
Here we go. Listen to what he said. Listen to what he's going to say.
Go on.
Bootcut jeans never left because I'm from Wales and they're still very much in fashion there.
Only like everybody, for like 8 weeks started in February though.
Yeah, for the Six Nations and the qualifying rounds of the World Cup in the rugby, boot jeans are everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the Dele Alli, I couldn't give a fuck what Dele Alli wears.
I thought he looked really good. Like,
I don't. He looked like he reminded. Do you know what he reminded me of? I looked at it and I was like, he looks. He's dressed a little bit like Cameron. And I was like,
that's literally what I said. 2003. He looks like he was in Coach Carter.
Yeah, exactly that.
And if that comes back, no problem. I'll see you on Top Floor Roses, Bent Legs, and we'll be there listening to B2K, Bent Legs 2K. listen, mate. We'll drop the at in the app name. And should we use the turnstile one? Should we get, we'll point people towards there, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah, it's better to put them there than me, innit?
We'll put them both. We'll put bent legs from at turnstile.
We'll try and show the goal as well.
Yeah, we'll get the goal on there. And
yeah, it's definitely on YouTube. So I remember watching it.
We'll try and find it. And yeah, hope you're all right. And I'll catch you soon. I'll give you a shout later.
Catch you.
Thanks for coming
catch
on.
Catch you soon, mate. Nice
see
one.
You later. Yeah, bye. Bye. Bye.
See you later, boys. Bye. Bye.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's interesting that he kind of had the same reference points for the for Dele Alli's outfit as you.
Yeah, because we're a similar age and we're into similar stuff. So
yeah.
He's a good lad. Really good lad.
I don't think Dele Alli's going to sort of. Like, he's not at sort of Calvin Lewin sort of standards of fashion, is he?
No, it's different, though.
Yeah.
Like, Calvin Lewin's like Ian Moore in the comedy circuit.
Right.
And Dele Alli's like me.
How do you mean?
Well, Ian Moore wears, like, tailored suits.
Oh, you're literally talking about fashion?
Yeah, like, suits, looks immaculate.
Does he live in France?
Yeah, he's quit stand-up last week. Cravat.
Author, isn't he?
Yeah, he's great. Yeah. Shout out. He's a Blackburn fan, you know. We'll try and get him on if we can afford the roaming charges. and I'm like, I wear more like streetwear and stuff, hoodies
right,
and stuff.
Right, I get you.
But some of my stuff will be more expensive than that stuff. You just wouldn't know. It's like I was chatting about that, like you could wear that and not get in a club. Yeah, you could wear like fucking five pocket pants and a Ben Sherman and shit Icon loafers for £1. And you'd be able to get in a nightclub.
I like your sort of look.
Thanks, Noz. So do loads of other comics.
However.
loads. I've got a lot of sons.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of sons in the circuit.
Although, can I put a caveat about me liking your look?
Oh, go on then.
Just for today.
Okay. What don't you like, Noz?
No, it's there's nothing wrong with it, but I'm slightly unnerved with your cap.
Right.
Simply because...
It's got a chicken on it.
Well, from here, and it's because of the colour as well, it looks like it's the, you know, the like 1990 era sort of Liverpool badge.
Oh, really? That's a chicken?
Yeah, well, they've got a live bird, haven't they? But, yeah.
Yeah, but like, chickens are real.
Live bird's not real?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Google that, quick. We've got 3 seconds.
Why are you rushing me?
I've got a girl.
Oh, yeah, shit, yeah, forgot about that. Live a bird, mythical creature. I thought they were real.
Yeah, I told you.
Is that us?
Yeah, man. Bang on an hour.
I feel like we could have gone for ages.
I know. Sorry. Yeah. But you did that to me the other week where we were flying and then you had to go.
It doesn't feel like we've spoken about football much today.
No, we haven't. Even the football was about.
I know.
It wasn't. I mean, it was about football, but not the foot. It wasn't a football that was used. It was a feline.
Fuck. We talked more about fucking.
I wanted to do loads of like cat puns as well, but we didn't.
Yeah, but this is what you don't understand. Like half the time I'm editing, I'm trying to protect us, mate.
Feline Magat, or Felix Magat might even still work.
Yeah. Wasn't there a goalkeeper called Benetta?
Peter Benetti was the cat.
Yeah.
He played for Chelsea as well.
Did he?
Yeah. Like Zuma.
Zuma sounds like I'm thinking Zoom calls.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's how he'll be going to work from now on.
That's how he's disciplinary.
Yeah. Kurt Zoom call.
I know you got to go. I think what's going to happen is the clubs have put out a statement, and now he's already apologised. He'll donate something.
Can I leave on a really good joke that you promised weren't to edit out?
Go on. Depends, but go on.
The only way there would have been more outrage at that if he'd have volleyed it into the wrong bin.
I won't edit it out, but I might edit my laugh out.
Okay.
Very bad. I mean,
we don't condone it, but you can still joke about it because it's happened.
Exactly.
And it's fucking disgraceful.
It's a victimless crime.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. I don't mean it's a victimless crime, but like we're not sort of going against cats. The cat, yeah.
By the way, I don't want anyone to think I'm shit at comedy. Like, that was a... I was talking about the woman who put a cat in the bin.
Not Top Cat. Or Top Bins. That's us.
Yeah, that is us.
Tell us to say goodbye. Okay.
All right, then. That's it for meow. And I will... on a perfect episode of De La Goal. And yeah, don't litter. Bye, everyone.
See ya.
Bye.
And that's a magic number.